This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We looked around, found a real show and some poop. Heard the snark in the place where not the spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, they've been putting up a fight.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
Well, yeah, because we're here 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, we can do that. Dippy, unmute yourself.
He's probably, God only knows what he's doing.
There he is.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Is that why it's the best Tuesday?
Was I muted?
You were still muted. God, do you want me to start that music again so you can try over?
No. It's
all right. I'm just checking.
Somebody sing it?
Oh, for God's sakes, no.
Off the hook. Off the hook. That's the best I'm getting.
Yeah. So anyway, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio for July 12th.
2022.
And as it is Tuesday and many celebrate Taco Tuesday, we thought we should too. So here we go.
Oh, yeah. I guess scroll. Here we go.
The diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength.
Huh?
that was a Joe moment.
Bogotas.
The Bogotas. I'm going to Bogota.
Yeah, it's Bogotas. No, it's bodegas, you moron. What did Hunter call her? A stupid C word.
Mom. He was labeled mom, or she was labeled
a mom. Vindictive, stupid cunt, I believe was the exact quote from Hunter's laptop. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, but she was still labeled as mom.
Bogotas, or bodegas. Tomato, tomato. Calling the Hispanic population of Texas breakfast tacos? Let me see. I'm going to go out on a limb here, guys.
All right, go out on a limb.
I think her appearance yesterday will not increase Biden's 24% approval rating with Latinos. Just thinking it's not going to work.
Agree.
I mean, come on. This woman is stupid. I mean, I've told you this before. Excuse me, but I read her PhD thesis. The only reason this woman is called Dr. Jill Biden is because her husband was named Senator Joe Biden. There's no way in hell she would have gotten through it otherwise. I have a friend of mine with a 8-year-old grandson. I said, your 8-year-old grandson could have wrote a thesis that made more sense. It was horrible. And I watched Tucker tonight, a little bit back and forth. I was flipping back and forth, and he brought it up too. And I was like, God, I was going to talk about this tonight. Damn it. But I realize it's big news. But in her thesis, I mean, just for an example, I believe he did say there was 100+ misspellings in there. I saw a dozen or so in the parts I read, but I'm not the world's greatest speller either.
Well, was that stuff that important back then?
Well, yeah.
And okay, I'm just asking.
Plus,
just
it had to be a certain length, and she triple spaced it all
to make it a certain length.
Yeah, so it was more pages. But one paragraph, she said she's talking about education. She's talking about the classroom would consist of 75% Caucasian or three quarters Caucasian, one quarter African American, one Latino, and the rest Asian students. You know, I'm sorry they're genius, but three quarters and one quarter, that's already 100%.
Even with Common Core math.
Yeah, even with Common Core math. I mean, Common Core math. So, yeah, she's not too bright. I mean, this is a lady who said, CC Puerto. Say it with me, CC Puerto. And every Hispanic in the crowd that she was trying to win over just went, we voting for Trump, bitch.
Sorry. We voting for Trump again, bitch.
Yeah. So anyway, but as the border crisis rages on, will it occur to any of these installed fools that 90% plus of these illegals that they're letting in are Hispanic? And that the non-criminals among them believe in God and family. And they're pro-life.
That's why they want to come here, because they believe in God and family and they freedom and a better life. Right?
They're pro-life.
Right?
They couldn't care less about the Green New Deal. But no, they don't think of that. Let them in. They're going to vote for Democrat. No, they're not. You're down to 24%, you morons. You know, there was a meme I saw a couple years ago that if the people coming to the border were going to vote Republican, the Democrats would have built a solid steel wall 60 feet high. But we're led by idiots who depend 100% on the media hiding their crimes and incompetence from the rest of us. I mean, I got an article here from the New York Post just to follow up on this. Biden approval sinks to 22% among young adults, 24% among Hispanics. And his overall job performance is 33%. Gee, come on, media. How much lower than Trump's lowest is that? Quite a bit, isn't it? Yes, it is. And this was June 3rd to 6th. Well, he's fucked up a hell of a lot worse since then. Only 49% of black voters approve of his work. Now, you're not going to get 50% of black voters to go out and vote for any Republican, because they've been hearing the bullshit since the 1960s. And, you know, they're messed up on political thought. But it doesn't mean they're not Americans. It doesn't mean they don't have the right to vote, and the right to live in a free country, free of crime and drugs and everything else. And they ain't happy with this shit going on. And it even says in this article, although elected with the most votes in U.S. history, sorry, that caused me physical pain to have to say that.
Well, you know what's causing me physical pain is every time you say we live in a free country, because we really don't anymore.
Yeah, no, you're right. Biden's support cratered 7 months into office during the pullout from Afghanistan. You know, speaking of pulling out, maybe you could have done that before Hunter came around.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, but
are you going to get in trouble for that one?
Maybe. But Biden, it wasn't Afghanistan. It wasn't just Afghanistan. Biden fucked up from day one when he shut down pipelines and did all of his green crap. On day one. I mean, that's where it all started, and then it just got worse. Then he fucked and botched Afghanistan. You know, I mean, this guy is—he's a complete laughing stock. Go ahead. Sorry, my dad's house cameras are going off. I have to make sure no one's breaking in. I just got a notification. Oh, but it's just spiders.
Just spiders.
Just spiders. Rick would like that. Spiders. Spiders crawling.
The spiders just set off the camera.
They were crawling across it.
Well, even the spiders wouldn't vote for Biden.
They might.
No, but I mean, they're doing even worse with youth. And these are the minds full of mush fresh off of NEA indoctrination. And they're not buying this crap either. At least outside of a Marxist college campus, they aren't. And to be fair, the reason he's that low with youth is because some of the youth is these college campus kids that are so far left, they think Biden's a moderate.
Yeah, they want Kamala. They want it, or the squad.
They don't think he's leftist enough.
Right. They want somebody worse.
Yeah. I mean, I am fair about this crap, but but speaking of the media, you guys got this chart I put in down here. Took this picture off the TV last week, and I posted it on Facebook. It's from Rasmussen Reports, a very reputable polling company, from June 22nd. The top voter midterm issues. And this is ranked 1 through 4. Rising.
The percentages are huge on
the percentages of concerned and very concerned. So if you're very concerned, you're included in the concerned. Okay. So it was like very concerned, somewhat concerned. Rising gas prices, 92% concerned, 68% very. Inflation, 91% concerned, 69% very concerned. The economy, 89% concerned, 69% very concerned. Violent crime, 88% concerned, 64% very concerned. This is what voters' issues are. Those four things: gas, inflation, economy, violent crime. Those are the biggies. You get 90% of America agreeing on something. That's all any politician should be talking about.
Do all three of us agree? I agree. That's my four. I would think that's definitely the four for me. What about you?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of stupid to put rising gas prices and inflation in there. I think that's
it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. But you got to understand the mentality.
That was a little Sean Hannity of them there, you know.
Well, but think actually, all three of the rising gas prices, inflation, and the economy are all considered the same thing.
Yeah, but that's what I don't like Sean Hannity, because he would take those things and act like they're totally different things, and look how bad he's doing on both. And you know, I just don't go there. But the important part of this post that I made and that you guys are looking at is right below that, right below the top voter midterm issues, is U.S. legacy media top midterm issues. Legacy media basically is anybody outside Fox. Or maybe the Washington Examiner and a few other places. But legacy media is Washington Post, New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN.
Before you read this,
I
want you to make sure that the people listening understand that. I mean, you just said that this is the U.S. legacy media top
Media
top midterm issues.
Yes.
It's not
what the
media is
talking about.
But this isn't this. I don't. They're not. To me, it's not really considered issues. This is what the media is just going to bombard us with and brainwash us with.
Well, this is what they're trying to make into issues. That was maybe a more fair way to put it. Number one, in the media, the highest percentage thing they're concerned about: climate change, 64%. Number two, abortion rights, 63%. Number three, Ukraine war, 60%. Number four, the Capitol riot investigation, 57%.
They're still worried about this. The January 6th thing, it's still. And they...
Now, I will grant you that I did some. There's another poll out that says 5%. Of American voters will vote on the abortion issue. 1% of men, you can call them that, 9% of women. Okay. So it's a total of 5% of the electorate. Abortion would be an issue that they would vote for first. Now, out of that 5%, how many of those do you think would ever vote Republican anyway? Pretty much none.
I was going to say 1.5%. I wasn't going to say a lot.
Of the 5%? Yeah, I would say 0.5%, maybe. Maybe 1 out of 10 of them might consider voting Republican over school issues and taxes and inflation, things like that. But, you know, is that going to change anything? I said last week it'll probably cost five congressional seats, maybe one Senate seat on that issue. But that's fine, you know. But this is what we have to deal with, people. the things that we're concerned about, the media doesn't want to talk about, because guess who's responsible for it? They are.
The Democrats and the media. And the media, both the Democrats and the media.
It's the same thing.
Well, it is.
The Democrats are the media. Hey, even Fox. Oh, those right-wing bastards over at Fox. The people who worked at Fox in 2016 donated 75% of their campaign contributions to Hillary. Okay? 25% to Trump. But all the rest of the legacy media donated like 95 or higher to Hillary. So compared to them, I guess they're right-wing radicals. Only 3/4 of them were for Hillary. Yeah, this is the bullshit we got to put up with. I mean, it's just nuts.
Yeah, but even Fox is starting to get a little, in some instances, a little too radical to the right, as much as CNN is completely radical to the left. And I'm sorry, you see this happening.
Well, Hannity,
Sean, for sure. I mean,
I don't watch him anymore because I told you, I caught him exaggerating 3 or 4 times, and it's like, you know, that's exactly why I won't watch CNN or MSNBC. So I'm not going to watch you either, asshole. Right, I mean, as soon as Tucker's over, I flip the channel.
Well, and you get the lady there at 10 o'clock. I can think of her name right at the moment.
Laura Ingraham.
Yep. I mean,
she's more entertaining than Hannity, but she's starting to become too strident.
But she's starting to become a little too. I mean, she. What was the first thing she blamed all of these mass shootings on? Pot.
She's strident, and you know, just, you know, to get your head around who Laura Ingraham is. She's a bright woman.
I'm not saying she's not.
Let me just finish. Okay. She's a bright woman. She looks good on TV. She speaks well. But she used to sleep with Senator Torricelli, who had to resign in disgrace, a Democrat from New Jersey.
Because of that?
Because of sleeping with her? No. But he was a little crooked. And she slept with Dinesh D'Souza, who, while he is not a Democrat, he certainly ain't a handsome man. Oh, and the I don't know for a fact, but there's rumors that she used to date the other guy too, the one with the receding hairline that's on her show all the time, who's happily married now, writing children's books and shit. But, you know, I mean, come on, her personal life is not exactly Mother Teresa. So, you know, I don't listen to her lecturing me either. But now, well, I watch her every once in a while when I got absolutely nothing else to do. I'll leave it on in the background while I'm reading a book.
I've stopped watching. I've totally stopped watching her. I mean, I
watched The Five. I watched Tucker and I watched Gutfeld.
I watched The Five, Brett Baer, just because you actually get the news. Tucker once in a while, and Gutfeld. And as much as I hate to say it. Well, but Brett, the reason I watch Brett Baer is
because that's
our Dan Rather, that's our Walter Cronkite. There is very little opinion. He's giving us the news, and that's what we need.
I think also think like Walter Cronkite. He's a closet liberal. But
I really think you're correct. I do think that's the reason why they gave him that spot and just said, you read the news and don't give any opinions because you are not what. I think you're right. He is a liberal. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I don't think he's a squad liberal, but I think he's, you know.
No, not at all. He's not that fucking whacked. I mean,
I seriously doubt he's registered Republican. But then again, I'm not registered Republican either.
Is that public knowledge? Is that something that you can find out about somebody, how they're registered, or is that a private thing?
You can find out how much money they gave to candidates.
Okay, but you can't find, there's no Freedom of Information Act or, you know, request to find out what somebody's registered.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I don't think so. But we've got a bunch of stupid criminals for you tonight, and this isn't one, though. But it will be eventually. And this is just sad as fuck. There's two cops in Minnesota looking for a murder suspect in a predominantly black neighborhood. in the state where the George Floyd thing happened. And they were on the sidewalk looking around, and there was three young kids there. The youngest of which looked about three. He's wearing a pair of underpants only. And he's got a mouth on him. And we've got it for you. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
So he called the cops bitches. He punched both of them twice. He told them to fuck off. And the other kid in the background's calling him deep fried Oreo head. And the other kid said, I'd like to put you both in a frying pan. Huh. Yeah, this is what the youth of America has turned into because of the media not reporting things properly. They think every cop is like the clown who knelt on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. I got no sympathy for George Floyd. He was a career criminal. He'd done a bunch of drugs. He might have died from the overdose of the drugs anyway. Apparently, that's what the autopsy said. But I've said this many times on this show, and I'll repeat it one more time. A cop is there to protect and defend, and they did not protect and defend George Floyd. No. They held him down on the ground for 9 minutes while he basically died in his own vomit and everything else. Well, and it was disgusting, and that cop is a bad cop.
But before you go on, and I have to tell
but
you.
But every cop ain't like that.
This is where I want. You're right. Every cop is not like that. However, I have, because of social media, and especially because of TikTok, and I'm huge on TikTok, I can tell you that I've reposted in the last week probably two dozen, maybe even as many as three dozen videos where people have shared cops definitely overstepping their fucking power. And I'm telling you what, there is a lot of cops out there that are really, really skirting the line of what, I mean, you know.
I'm not going to defend them, but you've also got a lot of cops who are just tired of not having any support and they're quitting.
No, and I get that. And I get that too. But there, I mean,
well, who are the ones who are the ones that are going to quit? The best ones.
Sadly. And you're going to be left with the ones that are taking, bribes. And
you know, if it does get worse, which I hope it doesn't, but it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy from the media and the left wingers. But there's an average of what is it, 11 or 12 unarmed black men shot by white cops in this country a year. And the way you would listen to the media, you would think there's 11 a day. You know, it's just they won't tell anybody the fucking truth because it doesn't fit the little narrative that they're concocting.
Well, but the reason it sounds like 11 a day is because when one does happen, it takes up 3 months of our news cycle. And sure. That's the problem.
Yeah, let's ignore China taking over the whole friggin' world and paying the Biden family off, because there's a 16-year-old who may or may not have had a gun that they haven't found it in the bushes yet. You know, I'm just tired of it. But anyway, we do have stupid criminals for tonight. Oh, that kid! I'm sorry, I forgot. I was going to add something about that kid.
This is the future of America.
Yeah, well, the hate's media driven. I think I made that point. But if something isn't done and quickly, this kid's going to be on a T-shirt before he's 16.
10. Sorry.
And those of you don't understand what that means, send me a message. I'll explain it to you.
He's not going to make it to 16. Not with that attitude.
Look it up. Now, on to the important things. Rick and I.
Yes.
Him, that guy.
Me.
We are happening single guys.
Single, yes. Happening.
But it isn't easy meeting decent women. Is it, Rick?
No.
Well, listen, you got to stop going to Walmart and looking at the Whipples.
Damn it.
I just do that for amusement.
Target.
But some women, I go to Walmart like once or twice a year. Anyway, some women really want to meet guys badly, though. Or maybe they just want to meet bad guys. I'm not sure on that yet. And they're resorting to a new method. And guess who discovered the new method, Rick?
Gee, how many guesses do I get? Let's see. Could it be the other guy on the show?
Oh, you mean the married host?
Yes.
DJ Slim. Gee, DJ Slim, where did you come up with this one?
This was TikTok. And of course, you know, this lady puts up this TikTok and it says, do not Google the term. And it's, you know, and I'm not going to say the term yet, but it's just do not Google, you know, the term. Trust me. Don't do it. Like, you can't ever do that to
Which
me.
Which actually means go Google the term.
Fuck yes. Go Google the term. So
well,
I
here's the
decided
term.
To Google the term vabbing.
Vabbing. What is vabbing?
TikTok did not.
The TikTok trend. Using vaginal fluids as perfume. Women are embracing an unexpected new dating practice for its love potion tendencies. But there's a huge misconception.
It doesn't work.
To say there's a lot of dating advice on TikTok would be an understatement. How could be that? I don't know why the Chinese would encourage dating. Dating leads to like sex and sex leads to procreation and, you know. They're the ones who limited to one child. But anyway, gone are the days of Dolly Doctor explainers of everything, like the color theory and the reign of the short king. I don't even know what the hell that means. Slim probably does because he's on TikTok.
Yeah, they don't.
They're treated as gospel and swapped around chats of singles like old wives' tales. But vabbing is the latest trend to grip the platform. It's a tad more alternative than simply embracing romantic partners who differ in stature to you. Oh, I see. So tall women and short guys. That's all they meant with that one. The words vagina and dabbing, which you know what dabbing is. Everybody knows what dabbing is. And no, not putting your forehead on the crook of your arm and lowering it like you're Cam Newton. Okay. That's not what I mean.
Damn it. That's what I thought you were going with for.
No. It's putting vaginal fluids as perfume. You dab them on the spots where you normally wear fragrance, behind the ears, the wrists, and on the neck. According to women of TikTok who've embraced the act, the pheromones from your vagina will help you entice thongs.
Well, yeah, thongs too.
And they're probably wearing the thong, but entice throngs of potential partners. This lady says, I swear if you vab, you will attract people like a date or a one-night stand, or you'll just get free drinks all night, says influencer and fashion writer Mandy Lee, who basically is being credited with coming up with this.
Girls are on the dance floor all night, dancing their brains out, then decide to do this vabbing thing. And come out of the bathroom. Okay, I want to smell like a halibut today.
Oh, I prefer perch.
Oh, make it a flounder.
Or rainbow trout.
That would be in the special clubs.
Tuna, tuna, tuna.
Now, the response from thousands of women in the comment was mixed, with some unsure whether or not her video about this was a hoax. Somebody said, that sounds like something Gwyneth Paltrow would do. I like that. That's pretty good. I keep watching this over and over because I can't believe my ears. But an overwhelming majority, though, declared they were keen to give it a go, with other veteran vabbers sharing their own experiences. I had a friend do this for a job interview, one woman wrote. One other said she uses it for bartending. I gate kept this for so long. Let's take over the world, ladies. You know when this is a real thing, because it seems like a fake thing. It seems bullshit. But if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comes out in favor of vabbing tomorrow,
holy fuck!
This is going to be on every legacy media news channel.
But the thing, this is not a fake thing though. That's the problem. This. if something with these, you have to understand the power of the social media with these trends, and especially on TikTok. If this is a trend, which it is, I've looked it up just kind of like you too. These kids, these girls are actually doing this and thinking that it's doing something, that it's attracting, you know, men instantaneously, and it's not, ladies, it's not. I mean, I'm sorry, if anything, you're probably scaring them away.
If it's clean. You know, the juices don't smell and everything, that's fine. But why would you put it on your neck? You know, because, I mean, look, you know, you didn't just come out of the shower. I ain't going anywhere near it. just telling you right now.
Yeah, so Rick's sweaty dance floor scenario, you know, a few minutes ago is out of the question. This, you're not Locke, who wants him to run around the track 17 times.
I don't like him sweaty and stanky, no.
Unless you want to attract the Gordon's fisherman.
No. You know, I don't even buy that shit. But this is the new thing, ladies. It's called vabbing. I'm sorry we had to bring it to you, but that's our job.
Yeah, that's our sex segment. We have a sex segment every week.
Oh, I know. And this is
just disgusting. Right up.
Thanks to the lady who told me not to Google vabbing. I appreciate it because it's all your fault.
Well, this is a Texas night and all but one criminal's from there. But Slim, you got something to say about the shooting, so.
Yeah, not so much, but a video did come out today. I'm not really sure who's put the video out, but we did get surveillance video from inside the school where they, you know, they showed all sorts of, you know, some of the timeline of, you know, the officers in the hallway and the shootings and this and that. I'm telling you, I don't think the Uvalde Police Department put this out or the actual school resource officer, because this clearly shows, I think, that there's going to be some serious lawsuits down the road. I mean, I think you may have watched it. I did send it to you. There was within 4 minutes, regardless of what they told you guys in the news. I mean, within 4 minutes of the shooting, the kid being in the school and having shot everybody in the classroom, sadly, this video does show that everybody in the classroom was in fact shot within the first 2 minutes, of it. Over 100 rounds were spent in that classroom, those two classrooms alone. But 4 minutes after he breached the school-ish, 4 to 5 minutes, there was, I counted, 9 armed officers in that building, in the hallway, within 50 feet of the classroom he was in.
And what happened when the guns went off again?
Well, all of the 8 police officers had started heading down the hallway.
And they ran out.
He started shooting again, and guess what? Yep, they all came running right back like a bunch of fucking pussies and took cover behind the that's not their job. That's not what they signed up
for. Their job is to save those children.
Serve and protect, and they did not. They
You know how many kids survived in those two classrooms? I know one girl covered herself with blood and pretended she was dead, so she went to shop.
I do think she was the only one that survived in that classroom. The other kids that were in the adjoining classroom was where they don't quote me, please.
Well, the door was open, so it was basically one big room.
Yes. I don't quote me on that.
Well, let's put it this way. It wasn't nearly enough.
No. And the problem is these cops, we now see it took 40 to, you know, 60 some minutes. I mean, they had full tactical. There was like 80 people in this hallway. Was there not? You saw the video.
From when the video started, he was shooting outside. He shot at two people. He shot at the building. Then they showed him going in. He went down the hall and picked his classroom and went in.
And then you heard the
2 minutes of shooting. Within a minute or two of those first 2 minutes of shooting, a half a dozen cops were in there.
Yeah, 8. I counted 8.
Was it 8? Okay.
I counted 8. I
didn't want to watch it a second time. Sorry, but
I was counting.
So after, so after 2.5 minutes of shooting, within another minute, those cops were there. They were there like 4.5 minutes after he was.
Right.
After he wrecked his truck and fired at the building. And they did nothing.
Nothing. They ran back down the hallway. It's on video that they were. This is why I don't think the Uvalde Police Department nor the school resource or the school put this out. This came out probably illegitimately because This really shows that they didn't.
No, part of court cases, so some lawyers were getting copied on it.
But not give it. It probably shouldn't have been leaked to the public. That's kind of where I'm getting.
This is definitely
damaging to them big time.
Whether it was six or eight or however many it was, those guys all had the word police on the back of their shirts.
And they all had bulletproof vests and guns. So guess what?
They should never be allowed to wear those shirts again.
Nope. They should all be
fine. Not a damn one of them.
I said that two or three weeks ago. So
yeah, but nobody's on their asses because they're all Hispanic and Biden's in enough trouble with Hispanic. But you know, you let the guys on horseback who were sent down there to stop 30,000 Haitians coming across by themselves. Well, there was like two guys on foot, but there was four guys on horses, and they whipped them and they beat them, and it was slavery. And none of that shit happened. But because the liberals said it, they're still trying to punish those guys. So I'll mention that later.
If you are if you do want to watch the video, it is on the website Statesman, StatesMan.com. That is where it is. I mean, it's there. You know, feel free to. I'm not going to put it up on any of our sites.
But yeah, they don't show anybody getting shot.
No, they don't. And they actually do.
They show the creepy bastard coming in.
Yeah,
and walking through, and they show some kid looking around the corner who got fired at.
And yeah, he survived.
Yeah, he didn't get hit, but.
And they do, but you don't hear any of the kids screaming. They did edit out. You cannot hear any of that, but you do hear the gunshots. But then you do see, and they timeline it all for you, so you can see how long.
And you see about eight two-legged pussies who, you know, they could go do some vabbing, apparently.
Yeah. It just pissed me off. It just really, these guys did.
Well, this whole situation pissed me off from Biden running his mouth before they got the bodies out of there. To all the bullshit for the first 48, 72 hours, you know, it's just a total clusterfuck.
But can I say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say just one thing of the whole thing. I'm not a cop though, but I couldn't run down that hallway and go towards that door. Even if my kid was in there, I think it would be very hard for me.
It wouldn't be hard.
Maybe not. But I think my kid not being in there, I'm not a cop though. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for me to you know, be completely mad at these cops for what they did, but they did not do what their job is. They didn't do their job. I mean, that's
hard for me. I'm not a cop.
To protect.
I'm not a cop. I don't train shooting every single week. But I'm a good enough shot with a handgun. I can hit the fucker from 20 feet away. And three or four of them at the door firing at him, it's over. And however many kids he shot after that 4-minute period of time.
Done. Those
kids would still be alive.
According to, if you watched this video and then read the article, I didn't send you the article. I just clipped you the video. But if you read the article and everything, this comes from the article, all of the kids were killed within the first 2 minutes.
I know he reshot the one teacher and he reshot a number of them.
May have reshot, but but still, it didn't. There was no more firing after the first 2 minutes of firing that he did.
Yeah, there was. That's why they ran.
That's what I was going to say. After his first 2 minutes of firing, then a minute later when they came down the hallway, they exchanged, you know, there was fire exchanged again. But then there was no more firing until they stormed it 60 to 70 minutes later. So, yeah,
okay. Well, how many kids bled out in that time?
They all did.
Yeah. They weren't all dead. Well, by the time those assholes did anything, they were.
They were shot. Let me rephrase that. They weren't all killed within the first two minutes, but they were all, everyone that he shot had been shot in the first 2 minutes.
Fair enough.
I'll rephrase my statement. Sorry.
It doesn't matter. They're on videotape running the wrong goddamn way.
Yes, they are.
You know, there ain't one hero from 9/11 that ran the other fucking way.
Biden will give them a medal, though.
They ran into a goddamn burning building that fell down around them trying to save people. And they weren't even little kids. They were full grown ass adults they went in there to save. Those are heroes. The shit in Uvalde, that's not heroes.
The teacher who got her out of the cuffs, or the parent who got out of the cuffs and ran in and got her kids, that's a hero.
That's a hero.
I mean, she did only get her own kids, but still.
Yeah, the Border Patrol guy who said enough of this fucking shit and took it upon himself and went in and took them out. That's a hero. Not the rest of these people. So anyway.
Sorry, I spent too much time on
that
came out today and really bothered me.
This is our first criminal. He's not a stupid criminal of the week, but it's a worthy of discussion. A pregnant mother in Texas sparks a legal debate in claiming unborn child should allow HOV travel in post-Roe era. Brandy Batone, 34 weeks pregnant, was pulled over on June 29th by a Texas state cop. Now, she's from Plano. That's just north of Dallas. I do know my way around Texas. Been there many times. She's looking to contest a traffic citation she received for driving in a high occupancy vehicle lane, as she claims her unborn child should count as a second passenger. On June 20, now people are going to scoff at that and stuff, but let me go on. The officers pulled over Brandy, who was 34 weeks pregnant at the time, as they suspected her of being the only person in the vehicle that was driving in the lane. She claimed, however, her unborn child is a legal person following a majority of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade and the laws that immediately clicked into place in Texas because of that. And this guy's peeking around and he's like, is it just you? And she says, no, there's two of us. She then told the officer she had a right to drive in the HOV lane because she was not alone in the car. My baby girl's right here. She's a person. And she was also in the HOV lane because she was hurrying to go pick up her one-year-old son. She cited the Supreme Court decision and then she said, I'm not trying to throw a political mix here, but with everything going on with Roe versus Wade, this counts as a baby. An unconvinced officer said HOV lane rules require two persons outside the body and subsequently issued a $215 ticket. He reportedly told her if she contests the ticket, then it will likely be dropped. While an unborn child is recognized as a person under Texas Penal Code, the state's transportation code differs. See, and that's where she's going to win. Because I knew before I even saw this story. In Texas, if you shoot a pregnant woman and kill her, you get charged with two counts of murder. The baby counts. And Texas is not the only state.
Right. And this is going to take, there's going to be a lot of laws that are going to have to be relooked at in states like, you know, Texas, that they're going to have to rethink their strategy on. And this is a perfect example. I mean, you could not have picked a more perfect example for how all of this is going, you know, what's happening with right now, because in a state that child isn't, considered a baby.
Well,
it goes a different way. This is absolutely perfect because I'm all for the lady. The lady's absolutely right.
Well, cop was full of shit. There is nothing in the transportation rules that says outside the body, apparently.
There will be now.
Yes, there needs to be. Okay, because the woman was in a hurry to get her one-year-old kid. I understand that. She.
So you don't think she should have been able? You don't think she should have been able to have used the HOV lane?
I don't think she should be allowed to use the HOV lane, but if they don't have the words outside the body in that traffic law, which obviously they don't, she's right. She should get out of the ticket. There shouldn't be a ticket. But the other thing that pisses me off is what cop would give a 8-month pregnant woman a fucking ticket?
Especially under a controversial situation that's going on, because, you know, this is something that did this tend to go viral, or is this just something we found in our obscure?
I heard it mentioned somewhere and then I looked it up.
Okay. I mean,
somebody did say something about it.
This definitely had the tendency, because of the nature, to be something that could have blown up had she decided to go to her TikTok.
It sounds like I'm shitting on cops tonight, but I'm not. I'm not trying to. I mean, those cops in Minnesota, I felt terrible for them. But, no, I mean, come on. She's 34 weeks pregnant. Say, ma'am, don't do it again.
He's got.
He, be
he's,
on
he's
your a, way. Go get your yeah. 1 year old.
He's
no.
allowed.
He had to go back and write a fucking ticket. Yeah. Like, you know, if I was his boss, he'd be on desk duty for about 2 weeks till he got some common sense. 34 week pregnant woman.
Well,
that's right.
Well, you can't put him on desk duty. He didn't technically do anything wrong.
I don't care. I'd find a technicality.
By the book, he didn't do anything wrong.
Hey, they're finding a way to punish those four border agents on nothing. I'd find a way for this fucker.
Is that the horse? Is that the horse whippers?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to get into it. I just wanted to make sure that's what you were referring to.
No, I'll mention that in a minute. So we did have a close call on Super Criminals of the Week, so we're going to give the runner-up a little bit of air time.
Cool.
Is also from Texas, but Houston, not Dallas.
Oh, Florida's getting a break.
Yeah, it's all Texas tonight. Huh. Mass shooting, a pregnant woman, and our two stupid criminals. A man is in custody after he barricaded himself inside a home in Northwest Harris County. That's where Houston is. Deputies say it started when the suspect showed a gun to some of his neighbors and apparently threatened them. So they had a barricaded suspect. He'd taken offense to some of his neighbors, showed them a gun, said something to the effect that I have something here for you, and the cops were called. So the deputies got a warrant and arrived at his trailer, and it's a trailer, on Fairbanks North Houston Road. They didn't, you know, you got a barricaded guy with a gun, right? Cops went ahead. He hadn't shot anybody yet. Cops didn't want to get shot. They didn't want to shoot him. He hadn't shot any neighbors. Temperature in Texas last week was about 108. They turned off his fucking electricity. No air conditioning. Guess how quick he surrendered. As the cop said, we turned the power off and it got pretty warm in there pretty quick. He came out with his hands up.
And sweaty balls.
Yeah. Oh, he could do a Nacho Libre.
Swamp ass.
You know what a Nacho Libre is?
Yes, I'm not going to go there.
Jack. What's his name? Oh, come on. He's funny. The funny guy. He did the TikTok with Adam. Jack Black.
Yes.
Jack Black, Nacho Libre. He does that split stand. He's a little chubby ass. Yeah, you got to do the Nacho Libre to get unstick your balls from your legs. When is that hot out?
Well, in my case, I got to do a lot of Nacho Libres.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you only got to lift your knee. Fuck you. Snort. So, anyway, that was our runner-up. But our winners of this week's Stupid Criminals of the Week are also from Houston. Surprise, surprise, surprise. They're minors, so we don't have their name.
Damn it.
Or their names. But they have not yet assumed room temperature, so perhaps the minor glory that we are hereby bestowing upon them will help their egos down the road. But this wasn't good. Husband and wife were arriving at their home just after midnight last Sunday, and two teenage suspects approached the vehicle in their driveway. The suspects attempted to open the vehicle's rear door where their two infant children were seated. The adult male feared for the safety of his family and pulled his gun out, fired it, and struck both suspects. The wife was driving and she drove away after the shooting to get away from them. A car pulled up after the shooting, driven by an unknown male, picked up both wounded suspects, taken to the hospitals, and they are teens, 16 years old. Both are in stable condition. But basically, a Texas father shot a pair of teens who attempted to rob his car with his infants inside. How many times have we had to tell you? You need to know who your victim is, criminals. Okay. Now, if they have like a Biden sign in the yard, write the address down. They don't have guns. They don't have guns.
Fences.
Yeah. But if there was a Trump sign in the yard, leave them the fuck alone.
They got guns.
Yeah. Dumb fucking asses. So anyway, I wish I could name our stupid criminals of the week, but obviously they earned it. But as minors, we're not allowed to say their names because they won't put them in the paper. And we got one more criminal for you, but this guy's a serial crime lord. And this is just the latest. You ready for the ready for this one? Rick, you ready?
Ready.
Yeah, because Rick's a mafia guy. So every time I talk about crime stuff, he gets really quiet. Rick, the statute of limitations is up on most everything.
I think that's like, I think that
you're okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Checking.
Unless they go digging in the swamps in Jersey. Outside of that, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Like Joe Biden calling you up with the hunter. Just New York Times has, you know, nobody from there has found the bodies, so you're okay. Anyway, Biden sold oil from the emergency reserves to a Chinese gas giant tied to a scandal-plagued son. On Wednesday, Reuters of all people, Reuters is one of the most liberal media outlets there is. They revealed that more than 5 million barrels of oil from the nation's strategic petroleum reserves that Biden was releasing in order to lower gas prices here were sent overseas.
Oh, I didn't realize it was 5 million. The last article I had read was 1 million. So holy shit, well, 5 million.
5 million total. Some of it went to India. Some of it went to the Netherlands. And some was sent to China, where the president's son is engaged in years of potentially criminal business activity embroiling the White House in scandal since the 2020 campaign. The Washington Free Beacon published new details about the Chinese oil shipment from the U.S. emergency reserve, the U.S. emergency reserves. Biden promised were tapped to, quote, ease the pain that families are feeling, unquote.
Always to pay his bills.
Yeah. The Biden administration sold roughly 1 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to a Chinese state-controlled gas giant that continued to purchase Russian oil, a move the Energy Department said would support American consumers and combat Putin's price hike. The Beacon's Colin Anderson also reported that the Biden Energy Department announced a sale of 950,000 barrels to Unipi, a trading arm of the Chinese Petrochemical Corporation. That company, which is commonly known as Sinopec, is wholly owned by the Chinese government. Sinopec is also tied to, guess who? Anybody? Anybody?
Biden's.
Hunter Biden, whose private equity firm BHR Partners bought a $1.7 billion stake in that company 7 years ago. Now, how did they buy a $1.7 billion stake? Well, because the Chinese gave them a couple of billion dollars to invest. So they took Chinese money, they took their commission off the top, then they reinvested the Chinese money into a Chinese company that they would also get a kickback on sales. Hunter Biden's lawyer told the New York Times in November that the president's son no longer holds any interest directly or indirectly in either BHR or Scanatales, which is another company that he was in. Bullshit. Sorry, can I call bullshit on this one?
Yeah.
The Department of Energy announced an effort to replenish 60 million barrels of oil that's been released despite an authorized storage capacity of 714 million barrels. We've got about 492,000 barrels remaining in storage 1 month into the hurricane season.
How many did you say?
492 million. We're supposed to have 714, and he's pissed away 60 million of it to overseas places. That's so right. There you go. Joe Biden, you know, they own his family. China does. And they own a whole shitload of America, too. There's so many people letting them buy his stuff up. You know, we the people are getting sold out daily.
Where do they this is a question. I guess I'm going to could Google it. But where do they store all this oil? Where is this kept?
Caves.
They keep it in caves. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't leach through the rocks.
I just didn't know.
Yeah, they just pump them in there. And see, the other thing is, he's releasing the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. What a nice man. He's giving this oil so that the prices. No. The United States collects whatever the hell the market rate is for that oil. The refining companies have to pay for the oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, just like they would have to pay for it from anybody else. So there is no there. There's no goodness of his heart. This is the man who campaigned on eliminating fossil fuels. Unfortunately for him, fossil fuels still runs 90-some% of every fucking thing. You know, and if you dickheads want to go to clean energy, then the first one of you that starts talking nuclear, I'll listen to.
Absolutely.
Because that's the only one that's clean that actually works.
Geothermal.
Geothermal can help, yes.
But geothermal is huge. They just haven't, they just won't look into it.
Yeah, well, it's a good way to cool your home. It's a good way to cool and heat your home because, I mean, basically the underground temperature is like, what is it, 56 or 58 degrees?
Yep.
So you drill down underneath your house, you put in a pump, and you don't need air conditioning because it's pumping up 58 degree air from down under your house. And then in the wintertime, you don't have to heat as much because you're already going to be at 58 degrees.
Yeah, but they actually, there's huge geothermal plants in California right now. I think there's three or four of them that are running. Geothermal is starting to take off.
But we've known about that for 25, 30 years. And the problem is it isn't that big a deal yet because it's obviously hard to do and there's more efficient ways to do things. Probably. But this all this crap about solar panels and wind farms, all that is saying, fuck you, America. We're going to raise the gasoline so high, you have to go to this crap. And guess who manufactures everything for that? China. 31 point some million dollars has been paid to the Biden family from China. Over $31 million, people. Do you hear that on the news?
What did you hear today that we sent another $1.2 billion to Ukraine?
Well, they authorized $40 billion. He's doling it out. So it makes him look good. But $31 million. You know, these people that go to Washington and make $175,000 a year and retire with $15 million in the bank, every goddamn one of them should be prosecuted. And if what they did wasn't illegal, somebody needs to come in and make laws that makes it illegal. They're not public servants anymore. We're like their minions.
Oh, but the problem
we're supposed to be their bosses.
Problem with that all is there's going to be just as many Republicans going to go bye bye as Democrats because they're all doing it.
That's why I'm not a Republican. I was a lobbyist long enough to know that there's assholes on both sides. Fortunately, there's less assholes on one side. But the other side's gone. I mean, there used to be a lot of decent Democrats. They're gone. They're just gone. There aren't any more. You can't be a moderate and be a Democrat anymore. And Joe Manchin, you better wake the fuck up. West Virginia is 75-80% against Joe Biden. You know, all you got to do tomorrow is say, I'm changing my registration from Democrat to Republican. The people of West Virginia are going to love you to hell. We're going to take the Senate away, and we don't have to look at Kamala's cackling face on any close votes anymore.
No, because someone's still going to vote with you on your Democrats.
Well, you've still...
registration still, because...
You've still got three or four Republicans in name only in the Senate. Toomey's leaving, but, you know, you still got... Well, what's her name up in New Hampshire? She's gone. The Alaska bitch. But anyway, yeah, Democrats all stick together. Republicans don't. That's another problem. So one last thing.
Yeah, because it's getting late and Rick's got to go to bed.
I had time for one more Biden story and I had a hard time deciding. And I want to talk about the persecution of the four border agents to cover his bony old senile ass. But those men are rugged law enforcement officers, and they can find a way to fight back themselves, and they should. So I went with the other story. Another time Biden lied, more recently. And even the liberal Washington Post is corn-popping him over this one. See what I did there? Most of you heard Biden talk about this. It was on all the news. Breathless sympathy leaked from every legacy media pore over this. But it's bullshit. We don't have the clip, so I'm just going to read you a short portion of Biden's speech. He was talking about Roe versus Wade and how this is horrible and all. He said, imagine, he's talking about a 10-year-old girl who was a rape victim. That she had to leave Ohio to seek an abortion. And that was so wrong. It was so terrible. And this girl was allegedly forced to travel across state lines to obtain an abortion after being raped. Imagine being that little girl, he said. I'm serious. Just imagine being that little girl, 10 years old. Yeah, whose hair you want to sniff, I'm sure. But hours later, the Washington Post acknowledged what conservative critics have been saying for days. The story, first reported July 1st by the Indianapolis Star, is very dubious. A single source Indianapolis OBGYN, Dr. Caitlin Bernard, who claims an Ohio child abuse doctor, contacted the newspaper after determining that the young victim was 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant, 3 days too late to obtain an abortion under the restrictive Ohio abortion law. Okay. It's bullshit. They made it up. It was a pro-abortion doctor called up a reporter. Reporter published it. And our White House is so competent. Oh, it was in the Indianapolis Star, a liberal newspaper. We'll just go with it. Nobody bothered to fucking check. But he's got the whole world out there going, oh, Ohio, they're evil. A 10-year-old girl got raped. No, that didn't happen. So it's just one more lie, but, you know, what else are you going to do? They don't fact check. If it's in the liberal media, they just repeat it. Truth doesn't matter to these people.
They only fact checked us on Facebook. Come on.
No.
Oh, just see, hey, you missed one of the biggest news stories of today. We won't talk about it long because we're over time. And like I said, Rick's got to go to bed. But Elon Musk looking to back out of the Twitter deal. I mean, look at that.
Nah, it's all negotiating.
Oh, I know. That's why I didn't put the price in. This is so we can get the price down.
Yeah, the price, it's not worth $54. It's worth about $28.
Yeah, I understand.
And he's going to end up paying $28 because Jack wants his couple of billion. And Jack ain't getting his couple of billion unless somebody buys it.
Well, and Jack's working on this new blockchain company, so he wants, you know,
he wants his billions.
Yep, so he can go work on his blockchain bullshit. But
Rick, how much did you pay for Twitter?
How much did I pay for Twitter?
How much would you pay for Twitter?
Jack Shit. I don't like Twitter.
What's Jack's last name?
Shit.
Dorsey.
Dorsey. Yeah, his middle name's Shit. So you're very close. Very close, Rick. Rick's keeping up, man. He's keeping up on this stuff. I like this. So, yeah, the media doesn't fact check it, but that chicken's coming home to roost very, very soon. November's coming.
I like Instagram.
If you're listening to us on the computer, thank you very much. But if you can do it easier on your phone.
Yeah, we got an app for that, Zone Out Radio. It is in the Google and Apple Store. Download it. Your music 24/7. I guess it's good music. I don't know. I do put new stuff on there all the time. People keep telling me it is. Well, I put new stuff on there all the time. I put Jax's new song, Emily Brooks. I mean, all the stuff that, you know, all of our people we interview on Idol Radio Show, their music is, you know, on there. So
I usually hear stuff when you have a lot of country program. They're going, damn, this is good.
Well, there's country, there's pop, hip hop, 90s, 80s.
Last time I listened to it, it was hip hop, and I left it on for an hour because it was good.
Well, yeah, it's because my hip hop is the old school hip hop. Yeah, it's good shit. Isn't that, yeah. Dude, it's not that new crap.
I'm telling you, I left it on for a friggin' hour. That's pretty good for a old decrepit white guy.
Yeah, so download it, Zone Out Radio. It's in the App Store. Our podcasts are there. All of our social media links. You know, if you want to stalk any of us, like, you know.
Rick, what's your favorite music?
Me?
Yeah.
70s and 80s rock or punk or new wave.
Oh, man. We got to get some Sex Pistols on there for Rick.
About time, then. Damn it. They only made one album. It's not that hard to get all the songs.
We need Sex Pistols. we need Sex Pistols and Ramones.
Sex Pistols, Ramones. Yeah, it'd be great.
Get them in there. Come on, Slim.
I can take care of that. It's very easy. So
take care of our little yellow friend.
Donald.
I just say that because this cartoon, he's got a Simpson.
You don't like that? You want me to change it?
No, I get a kick out of it.
I think it's cute. I like it. If you download the app, you'll see the cartoon picture because it's in the app when you click on his.
Although link. That look on your face, you do look like you want to sniff that 10-year-old girl's hair.
I don't even go there.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
You don't know who I know.
Okay. No, no, that's true. I ain't messing with you. I've seen you in the movie with your guns. You were very scary. So we're going to close tonight with a tribute to the Sundowner himself, China Joe. Sleepy ladies night. And gentlemen, here are the Beatles. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. See the world.